The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like. Probably don't really look at that too much anymore. You can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, pretty much all finals. I think we've put that baby to bed for the most part. And talked a little bit about Lance Zierlein. That was pretty much the first hour.
Yeah.
So we'll mix it up a lot here. Tell them your intern story, because this was freaking hilarious, and Jong missed it.
Yeah. So yesterday, the show's over, and was Kobe interning for our show yesterday, or was he doing something else?
No, he was doing SB Nation.
Okay. So when Fred and I walk out into the, I guess, like the office area there, That's where Jong's desk is. It's where the interns are. What would we call that area?
I don't know. Some people call it the bullpen.
Okay. It's the bullpen. Kobe is sitting at the table trying to change the channel on the television, and he's banging the remote against his hand. And I'm going to do my best Kobe impersonation, Fred, and you tell me if this is accurate. He looks me dead in the eye and says, "The Contrier needs new batteries."
Contrier, yeah, that's about right.
And I said, "The what needs new batteries?" It's like he said controller, but you know, like when in Spanish, when there's two L's, it turns into like a
yeah. Yeah.
Like a pollo. He said, "The Contrier." And I said, "What did you say needs new batteries?" He said, then he changed it to the controller. And I just looked at him just like I couldn't believe what he was saying. And then he said, "I mean the remote control needs new batteries." And I said, "Okay." So Kobe says, "Do you have any batteries?" And I just said, "Kobe, what makes you think I would have batteries for the remote control?" I said, "If you made a list of all the people in this building, like in the order that you should ask them for batteries to the television remote, I feel like I'm like almost the last name. I'm like the last name you come to say, maybe AJ has batteries for the remote control."
You're certainly very...
I'm
near
way
the bottom.
Down on that list.
I would say maybe David Gal. You wouldn't ask David Gal for batteries?
Probably not. Although he's in the long run, he's paying for the batteries at least.
Yeah, but he has other people do it for him.
Yeah. But I felt like I was a very strange choice to ask. And it seemed like nothing registers with him. Like I don't know what's going on in that guy's head. There's got to be a podcast with him and Juggalo Trey, Jong. We have to do this. I mean, I feel like more people would listen to that than the Raheel show, right?
I've told them they should start a podcast.
What are they waiting for?
I don't know.
They should just record themselves while they're sitting out there.
The problem is
turn on a recorder. There you go. There's a podcast.
They need someone who's at least remotely... I don't know what the right word is. They need someone who's like 100% there to keep the train on track. You know what I mean? Because you can't just let those two go freestyling. They'd have to have a pretty serious producer to make that thing work.
I think we could throw Barry Laminek in there. I know he loves Kobe and Trey.
Okay. Or why don't we just add Raheel and have it be the Raheel, Kobe, and Trey podcast?
I would be okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, what's the big deal?
He32 says they need someone to train to hit record. Guaranteed neither one of them would know how to or remember.
But yeah. He did say contrier.
And yeah, he was just as earnest as can be about it. It's like, AJ, do you have batteries? It's like, AJ is the battery man.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Right here in my pocket.
I'm guessing he's asked you that because you were the first person that he saw when he was looking for batteries.
Maybe.
My best guess.
Yeah, you were walking out first.
Yeah, I guess that must be it. But no, it ain't me. I don't have that kind of stuff.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And a lot of people speculating on Twitter during the last hour about Jim Crane spending money and the Astros going out and getting people. And I think panic is starting to set in here a little bit because of these idiots you're trotting out there. But the reality is this is what you got right now.
Well,
they'll make a move at some point.
Here's the question, Fred. How bad does it get before you start to worry? And it's not like, things are falling apart. They've lost, 5 of 7 now?
Yeah, and still are up, 12 games?
Exactly. So what's that division lead have to shrink to before you start to go, okay, we got to fix something immediately?
6.
Okay, so cut in half.
Yeah, gets cut in half. And at this point, it's almost impossible to get to 6 before you start getting those guys back.
Yeah.
And you'll have...
I mean, but sometimes there's setbacks.
Yeah.
You never can tell. But here's the other question, Fred. If the Astros go out and trade for a big-time player or open up the purse strings, like if they bring in Justin Verlander, does that make them basically the Warriors?
See, people never say that in baseball.
It's funny, they don't, right?
Yeah.
Because it's nice now, like the Astros are cool story. They drafted some good players. They drafted Correa. They drafted Bregman. Dallas Keuchel's an original Astro. Jose Altuve's an original Astro. Lance McCullers. But then this offseason, they go sign Brian McCann and Carlos Beltran. If they trade for a big-time player, then what? Oh, it's not fair.
I think the reason that people get so pissed off in basketball is because one guy can have so much bigger impact.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, even if you bring in Justin Verlander, it doesn't guarantee you that you're going to win the World
Series.
Every
5th day.
Yeah. And even if you brought in another everyday player, it wouldn't guarantee you anything. But 2A1 says Beth would be a way better person to ask for batteries.
That's true.
Probably so. Yeah.
That is definitely true.
Yeah. Well done, 2A1. 713-780-3776. But no, I wouldn't worry about it too much. I'm more concerned about what's going to happen at the trade deadline. And there's not that many teams that are just completely dead yet that would have guys you want.
It's true. Like, if you look at the standings, like the teams that are really completely out of it at this point, I mean, you're talking about probably the Padres.
Yeah.
They don't have any pitchers that you want. Maybe the A's. I mean, they're 16 games out. They've got Sonny Gray.
Sonny Gray's name has popped up a few times.
And then, of course, your old friends, the Phillies.
Right. Have they done business well?
They've worked with the Phillies once or twice.
Yeah, I think they have. They've made trades.
I think they could probably find the number.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. And kind of getting back, just to put a wrap on what we were talking about last hour, that if you're trying to compare, like I said, what we were doing with players going. So when you left Austin, there were a lot of people that were bitter about it. They weren't happy that you left.
Yeah.
You got a lot of hatred for that.
Yeah.
And that's, that just kind of reaffirms my reaffirms a comparison.
Well, but in the end of the day, I made the right move for me.
Yeah.
And Kevin Durant made the right move for him. It works out.
409 says, who does AJ think he is, man? Get the poor kid some batteries. I was so shocked that he was asking AJ. I didn't even know who to go to for that. It's like, I'm sure we have batteries. I'm pretty sure that they're probably in the storage room, but he didn't ask me, so.
I don't know who the battery guy would be. I just know it's not me.
Jong, who would be the battery guy?
It would either be...
AD?
Yeah, AD as me, or it would... Yeah, one of those two.
Like, AD is probably my first go-to. I mean...
Yeah.
But by that time, everybody from that side is all gone.
So now that they're gone, who do you go to? Maybe AJ is the battery guy.
We talked about...
How about this? How about just don't watch TV until tomorrow? I mean, imagine that.
We talked about doing a podcast with those two, and we were going to name it The Train Wreck, but spell it with Trey's name, Train Wreck.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, it's Trey's birthday. Happy birthday, Trey.
Oh, Juggalo Trey. Good for him. How old is he?
22.
Oh, man.
And he said he was going to go to like Chili's or Applebee's or something.
What?
Yeah. To celebrate his 22nd birthday. I don't know.
Did he work today?
No, not today. He said that yesterday.
Can we get him on the phone?
We can try.
I'd like to wish him a happy birthday.
Pretty sure you can make that happen. Yeah. A32 says AD, AJ. He was just going in alphabetical order.
Yeah, maybe so. I the whole highlight of it to me was Contrier.
Yeah.
And then he switched it to Controller. I don't know. Like, where's Kobe go to school, Jung?
I don't know.
Fred, what if Kobe was one of your students and he said something like that to you?
He wouldn't make it.
Like if he said, do you have any batteries for the Contrier?
I would explain it. What it was to him and then say, don't make that mistake again.
You're so much nicer than me.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, so he says alphabetical order. That's giving him way too much credit. So... All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. We got lots of good stuff to get to.
Oh, someone tweeted me that my story was worse than Jong's.
Really?
Maybe you had to be there.
I think the look on your face that you can't translate to radio was probably the best part about that experience.
I like Kobe. I didn't know what to say at that point.
All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello! To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. And AJ, I think you have your wish.
I got my wish. Juggalo Trey's on the line.
Indeed.
Juggalo Trey.
Hello.
Hey, happy birthday, Juggalo.
Hey, thanks, AJ. How's it been?
It's pretty good, man. You're never in here to intern for us anymore. What's going on?
No, I'm in tomorrow. I don't know. I wasn't on the schedule for Tuesday and Thursday. I would have came in, but I didn't have any. I wasn't on the schedule.
Well, it's your birthday, so you didn't really want to work today anyway, right?
I would have, like, if I had to, but I was going to go eat dinner with my mom. But
where are you guys going to eat?
I think she's just going to make roast. Oh, I thought we were going to go to Chili's, but now she's just going to make roast. I don't know.
Oh, you like roast?
Yeah, roast is good. I like roast. Roast is pretty good.
Do you like Chili's? Like, were you going to go to Chili's because that was a place you enjoy going?
Yeah, Chili's is like my favorite. I like their queso. You know, the fries are really good, all that. It's just great. I love Chili's.
That's really weird because do you like Applebee's?
No, not really. Okay. I just like Chili's and Fuzzies. Those are pretty much the only two places I'd like to sit down and eat at.
I don't know much about Fuzzies, but Chili's is one notch above Applebee's to me, and Applebee's is the worst.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I there's a lot of great food in this town, Trey, and you're like, I don't know why you would choose to eat at Chili's. I feel like maybe you're not exploring enough. Like, if you think Chili's has really good queso, you probably need to get around and try some more queso. Like, you might have your mind blown.
Go ahead.
You might have your mind blown when you tasted some actual good queso and not just like some used to be frozen block of Velveeta that Chili's melted for you.
I might have to. I don't know where to go exactly. I'm not well traveled like you guys are.
Well, we'll talk about this tomorrow, Trey. We'll talk off the air about it. I don't want to give you too many restaurant recommendations because I know if you go to those places.
Yeah, you should be the food critic, by the way.
I should. They should fire Eric Sandler at Culture Map and give me that job. You're not the first person who said that.
I think they should fire Eric Sandler, let you be the food critic full time, and then I'll take over for the Blitz.
I think that's a good idea. Good idea.
I do too.
What other plans do you have for your birthday?
Not much. Just going to chill here, I guess, in spring. Not really doing much. May go to Galveston. I don't know.
Okay. You may go to Galveston by the end of the day?
Yeah. I do it all the time. Like, I drive to Galveston at night sometimes.
Okay.
And just watch the water.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. It's really calming.
Okay. Well, good for you. All right. Well, happy birthday, Juggalo Trey.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, it's our pleasure, man. You do so much for the station. Oh, the other question I had, when are you and Kobe going to start doing a podcast?
I don't know. I'd have to ask John about all that. But what happened with Kobe yesterday? I heard y'all had a little bit of a debacle.
Well, it wasn't really. Who told you there was a debacle?
I'm not sure. I can't really say.
Was it Kobe?
No, it wasn't Kobe.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't really have a debacle. I just... he speaks some weird language that I don't really understand, and then he asks me stupid questions. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, I don't like that.
People should know by now, as long as they've been there, to not ask you stupid questions.
You would think. That should be part of the training, and you, as one of the senior interns, should probably let people know about that.
Yeah, I will. Tomorrow I'm going to walk in there and say, hey, don't ask AJ stupid questions, and don't ask Fred about his mistress either.
Yeah, he doesn't like that either. There's some things we just don't like.
No, he hates that.
All right, Juggalo. Well, have a good birthday. Right. Enjoy that roast.
Thank you.
That's an interesting dude.
Yeah, good luck trying to send him to other restaurants. I mean, he couldn't even find the tire place.
That's true.
You're gonna
he knows where Chili's is. That's why
it's his tell
favorite.
Him, hey, go to El Tiempo for queso, he'll never get there because he'll get confused because there's more than one location, and then he'll wind up lost and dead.
Yeah, Granado sent him to Uberito once. He went to the wrong location.
Interesting. 713-780-ESPN 409 says Galveston is a Juggalo Trey free zone. Stay off my island. And put an LOL on it. Some Texans news today. As minicamp started, the mandatory minicamp. No Dwayne Brown. We kind of knew that. So they can fine him for this up to $80,000. I'm pretty sure they won't. I'm pretty sure they'll just let him sit out until camp. No reason for him to be there for these things anyway, and get him a new contract. I do have quotes from Bill O'Brien, though.
Okay.
I'm getting the transcripts. So says, I don't have asked about Dwayne. He said, I don't have much to say on that. I'm just coaching the players that are here. Dwayne knows how we feel about him, how I feel about him. I'd love to have him here, but again, at the end of the day, he dropped an end of the day on us. The guys who are here, that's who are coaching. We've had a very good, very, very good offseason. We're in the ninth week right now. I think these guys are getting tired of each other a little bit, going against each other the way we compete. But we've had a very productive offseason. A lot of good things have come out of it, and we're looking forward to training camp.
All right.
So he also weighed in on his quarterbacks. Would you like to hear that?
Sure.
Says, is quarterback Tom Savage 100% your guy, or do you let this play out into training camp and see how Deshaun Watson and others position themselves at the top? I guess it's basically Deshaun Watson and Brandon Whedon. Not others, right?
Right.
I guess you got the undrafted guy they signed. Said, they're all my guys. Now, some of them may not agree with that. I don't know if I'm his guy or whatever. I think it's a very competitive roster. I think that Tom is the number one quarterback, and I think that Brandon Whedon and Deshaun have made Tom better and vice versa. I think the quarterback play this spring has been very, very good. with all the things that have been thrown at us, and I think it's been good relative to the stages of their careers that they're at. I'm not sure what that means.
So I don't know what that means either.
Yeah. With Brandon being the oldest guy and Tom being in his fourth year now, Deshaun's been very impressive relative to being a rookie. Okay, so it's a competitive position. Tom's number one. He knows, like I said from day one, he's got to earn it every day. That's the type of roster that we have. I would say about everybody on our roster from J.J. Watt on, everybody's got to earn it every single day.
He's saying J.J. Watt's not guaranteed a roster spot.
I'm saying he's just got to earn it every day. I think he's fine on his roster spot, but as far as starting.
Okay, so he might not be a starter. He's got to earn that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
Christian Covington might take his spot.
I guess it's possible. He could be starting over him. Kind of like he had.
So is that breaking news that you just gave out?
I think that's breaking fake news you just gave out.
Okay.
Did you see that the President of the United States is very impressed with Deshaun Watson? You have that?
Deshaun Watson. Going to be a great NFL player, watch. Where's Deshaun? Hey, fellas, is he that good? Tell me. You better believe it. He's going to be fantastic. Offensive MVP quarterback Deshaun Watson took some very, very hard hits, but he never rattled. He's great under pressure. I've seen that. I've heard that. He's great under pressure. He always got right back up, and he fought, and he fought, and he kept winning. Now he'll bring that toughness together to the Houston Texans.
There you go. Tremendous.
You like him talking about the team? I don't like when the presidents talk sports, and that goes back to Obama about basketball. I don't like that. I hate when presidents pretend to know about stuff that they don't know about.
But I think Obama was pretty good at keeping up with sports.
He definitely followed it. Trump doesn't follow sports. He doesn't care about sports.
You know what? I'm going to defend our president. He did at one time own a USFL team.
Okay, that's true.
So,
and he didn't know who Deshaun Watson was drafted by.
Well, of course, that's
I'm sure that was in his notes.
It's probably because he and Bob McNair are golfing buddies.
That's true.
If I were a betting man, I would bet on that.
Can you imagine Deshaun Watson handshaking the president? How his hand would engulf Donald Trump's?
Stop that. Stop making fun of the president's hands. That's disrespectful, John.
I apologize.
We're being nice and respectful here, Kathy Griffin Lee. Jeez. 713-780-ESPN.
Why are you holding up that bloody head, John?
Yeah, not cool. Not cool. That's
why is that Fred's a picture of Fred's bloody head?
Well, that's fine. It's a little different there. Easy to kill me off. All right, Jerome Solomon's scheduled to join us next.
The Jerome Solomon. All right, I'm going to tell you guys about Tri Eagle Energy. And listen, if you haven't given these guys a look yet, you need to. They could easily save you a bunch of money. And not only could they save you money, but they could just make your home in general more efficient. Tri-Eagle Energy has got a new Smart Energy 36 plan. It comes with the all-new Ecobee 4 with built-in Amazon Alexa voice service. So it listens and talks back. And that's your thermostat doing that. Current center point rates for the plan, 8.6 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. That's a very competitive rate, and you're locking it in for 36 months. The rate's only good till the end of the month, so get on it now. And if you're in the Houston area, Tri-Eagle Energy will come out and install that thermostat for absolutely free. It's one of many innovations that Tri-Eagle's come up with to try to help you save money in different ways. Obviously, your rate's important, but they're trying to make your home more energy efficient. They're trying to make things easier on you, so you don't, you know, they've got things like your air filters are sent to your house, so you don't have to think about when it's going to be time to change them out, because they just show up at your door and like, oh yeah, it's time to change these things out. There's tons of benefits. You could save up to 23% on heating and cooling costs with that Ecobee 4, and you can do it all from your cell phone. It's a great thing. Tri-Eagle Energy, TriEagleEnergy.com. Give them a look today and see if that Smart Energy 36 plan works for you.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. And you
knees, Doug.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back. Time. You know that music. It means it's time for Houston Chronicle columnist, podcaster, video guy, all-around media superstar, Jerome Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter, at Jerome Solomon. What's happening, my man?
Not much. You leave out TV star, because I'm not exactly a star, but
nobody's watching.
TV.
Nobody's watching that show. Come on.
No, people are watching.
Who's watching that show?
Well, it's like Sunday nights, right?
It's actually really good. I'm not even going to keep macho bragging, but it's pretty doggone good. We have a good time. So,
I'm sure it's great, but there's a lot to watch on Sunday nights. So,
no, there ain't nothing to watch at 10:30 on Sunday nights. When 11 o'clock Sunday nights, there's nothing left.
Oh, most of us are passed out by then. So,
get your drunk behind and watch the show. Yeah.
Why do you have such a crappy time slot?
Really? That's what you want to go with? My crappy time slot? My ratings are higher than the Astros.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, that's fair.
You're probably available in more households than the Astros, too, considerably.
You want to get technical.
Well, speaking of your Astros, and we talked about this a little earlier in the show, and at what point do you start, how many games do you have to lose off this lead before you start worrying, man, we might want to go get a pitcher or two?
No, they need to, but I'm kind of interested in. I did a little bit, and I wasn't able to narrow it down. But I am kind of curious as to how many teams in the history of baseball have gotten to this record and then didn't make the playoffs for whatever reason. But I don't have the numbers to work with it right now, but this is Houston.
I'm sure it's happened.
I'm not sure it's happened, but it doesn't matter if it's happened or not. This is Houston. It could happen, you know. And it's not like it's their fault. It's not like you can blame anybody other than, you know, Houston being cursed. But, yeah, they've done a great job of surviving through what – they've even been surviving. They've been thriving up until the last week or so with what they've dealt with. And, I mean, but they really do have to do something, even though in their back pocket they keep saying these are minor. They'll be back. McCullers, short term. You know, Keuchel, it's not one of those deals where you don't know what he's going to come back and be like. It's you know you don't know when he's coming back, but you know if he's comes back like he's been, he's going to be great. So they'll be fine. But it's Houston. We're supposed to panic.
Well, see, now you're just creating panic.
No, I'm not creating panic. I live in Houston. If you live in Houston and you're not panicking, you just got here, right?
I'm not too worried about these guys. I think they're doing fine.
They're doing just fine.
Speaking of which, have you gotten out to the Texans practice for practice yet?
I went out there today. You know, I got out there. And good thing I got out there after they were done practicing, because it ain't like they're practicing. But I don't think there's a whole lot you can glean from, you know, what goes on at this point of the year. You try to put on your best coach speak to English translator to try to figure out what's happening. And based on what I've seen and heard, not seen, take that back. Based on what I've heard, Deshaun Watson is doing really well. And Bill O'Brien went out of his way today to talk about that Deshaun was in the building over the weekend when no one else was there. Bill O'Brien wasn't even there, but he heard Deshaun was there. That means the kid is really getting into it and dealing with it, because they can say whatever they want to say. Y'all can believe what you want to believe. He is the guy and going to be the guy. It's all a matter of when that day is. When is the coronation? We just don't know that.
Oh, it's going to be early, because you know Savage is going to snap in half.
He, Why are dogs savage like that? But yeah, that's a given. But that's kind of a good thing too. Like, you, if Savage is worth anything, he ought to be so upset that everybody is discounting his possibility of being decent that he's going to give you all he's got. And the converse, or not converse, but an addendum to that is, if he is just average, that is really all that he has. Because he has no excuse. It's not like he's just thrust into play because somebody got hurt or anything. He's been there. He knows the system. The coach likes him. If he doesn't thrive, and I mean thrive, even in training camp, even in preseason games, he's not any good. So he better show out, or he needs to be shown off.
Well, he might not thrive if he doesn't have any tackles, which brings me to Duane Brown. And this is obviously a contract thing. What do you think they'll get him a new deal? And they almost have to, right? He's the only offensive lineman they have that's worth a damn.
Yeah, I think Duane has some leverage in there, but it's just more a matter of there's no advantage or no positives for Duane showing up now. He gets hurt, he gets nothing, and for the Texans, they're trying to not pay him. That's their job as an NFL franchise, is try to not pay players what they're worth. So either he'll get a new contract or he'll accept the one that he has, but it won't be a factor. It won't have anything to do with how well the team does this season. I hope he gets paid. I hope they adjust some things and give him some guaranteed money. But if they don't, I don't think he'll act a fool and shut it down, because what is he going to do? You know, he has – their leverage is, this is the only place you can play. His leverage is, I'm the only guy on the offensive line you can count on. So if they're going to have a staring contest, and we'll see who blinks first.
Well, yeah, and there's no point in him being there right now. He knows it's not like it's going to take him long to get – back in football shape. He knows the system. It's kind of pointless to even have him out there right now.
Yeah, all he's doing, if he was out there now, even if there were no contract situations, he'd just be risking injury, which is unnecessary for a guy who has been hurt before.
Jerome Solomon is our guest. So your opinion on last night's finals and how the series played out?
It played out like most of us thought it would, you know, in a way. I really hope that it would be more entertaining, and it just wasn't. I was disappointed in Cleveland. The Eastern Conference is so bad that Cleveland got full of themselves, you know, the Cavaliers got full of themselves and didn't understand how they needed to play against a better squad. And so that's why games one and two were not very entertaining. They weren't ready for it. And had a five-game series wouldn't be the worst thing if the games were competitive, but they just weren't. And people are talking about the game four of, oh, wow, Cleveland needs to, you know, shoot lights out and have the perfect game and Golden State not play well for them to win. That wasn't true. Cleveland, if you shoot lights out, you'll win. And if Golden State didn't play well, you have a chance of winning. But in game three, same thing. They just happened to have both of those things happen in game four at the same time, which is unfortunate for us, the fans, because that meant that Cleveland only won one game. They had their best game, and Golden State had its worst game at the same time on the same night. But, yeah, I wish it had been better, wish it had been more entertaining. And I think we exaggerate the point of how bad the season was. It was a great NBA season. The playoffs were just horrible.
But isn't that what we're going to get again next year?
We don't know. We don't know what we're going to get until we get it. And that's and this thing, and I know AJ has talked about this, and one of the things that stands out to me is people – act like it's because Golden State is so good and they're so great and they're a super team. It's not Golden State. Golden State is, they're really, really good. They're among the best we've seen. It's not about Golden State. It's about everybody else. You know, if I ask you, the Rockets are what? You can be as cynical as you want about the Rockets, this year's Rockets, specifically. What are they? Some people say third, fourth, fifth.
They're a top five team.
They're a top five team, right? You take me back to the late 90s when the Bulls were ruling the roost. These Rockets wouldn't be a top five team. They're not that good. They're just good based on here and now, you know, and that's the difference. It's not that Golden State is so great. It's that everybody else is falling short. No, I mean, the other teams aren't as good. Yeah. Stockton and Malone, that team, they would be at worst the third best team. They'd probably be the second best team today, right? You know, yeah, Gary Payton and Seattle, these teams from the time when Jordan and the Bulls were running three in a row, the three, four, five, six best teams all had Hall of Famers. The Knicks had Hall of Famers on them. I wrote a column last week that Golden State didn't play a Hall of Famer in the playoffs until they saw LeBron. The only Hall of Famer, they played a Hall of Famer in Manu Ginobili because he'll get in just because of the international stuff and all that, but he's not a dominant Hall of Famer. Kawhi Leonard has been to two All-Star games in 6 years. He's just become a guy that can play. He was the MVP in the playoffs when he averaged 16 points a game. He's great. I'm not saying he's not, but he has a long way to go to be Hall of Famer. Where Jordan and the Bulls played a Hall of Famer every round. Big-time superstar Hall of Famers. The Warriors are just coasting right now. It's not the Warriors are so great. It's everybody else is average.
Yeah, I don't know that I agree with you about that.
Well, the Warriors do have two Hall of Famers on their team.
Well, how do you not disagree with that? The Rockets, with James Harden, who you guys dog regularly, they're the, what, third, fourth, fifth best team?
Yeah.
Oh, were they better than the name a top five team in the late 90s that these Rockets are better than?
Well, you'd have to tell me what your top five are, because you know was it the Suns with Barkley? I mean that they had one player. You know,
Kevin Johnson. No, they had one. Kevin Johnson's better than any other player on the Rockets besides James Harden, right?
Mm, yes.
And Charles Barkley's better than James Harden, right?
I don't know about that.
You don't think Charles Barkley's better than James Harden?
Nope.
And I'm a Harden guy, but
no, and I'm not a Harden guy, but I think Barkley was a really good 6'4" forward. He had a nice career.
Yeah. And who wasn't capable, much like James Harden.
The rules actually benefited him a lot more.
But Charles Barkley was ridiculously good.
I would say he's a lot like James Harden in that if he's your best player, you're not winning a championship.
Okay. Even if I went with you on that, I'm not going to argue you on that. Okay, fine. But the second, third, and fourth best player with Barkley are better than that second, third, fourth best player with the Rockets.
I won't disagree with that.
I think the NBA is pretty top heavy. There aren't as many automatic Hall of Famers now as there were, but even if we take that out, the teams we talk about whether the Warriors are the best team ever. Forget that. I don't think they are, but forget that. It's the second, third, fourth, fifth best teams aren't as good. The Knicks from the late 90s, they're better than every team in the league except the Warriors and maybe the Cavaliers, right?
I don't think it's a maybe.
I don't know that they're better than the Spurs either.
I don't know if they're better than the Spurs.
The Spurs?
Yeah.
Wait, you're the one. The Spurs have one player.
I mean, what late 90s Knicks are you talking about?
No. I'm talking about this one-year team. Let me get specific. I'm talking about this season specifically.
Okay. I mean, if you're talking like the late 90s Knicks where you're talking about Larry Johnson and Alan Houston old-ass Patrick Ewing.
I'm not mid to late 90s. I'm talking Patrick Ewing and those
like
guys.
You're talking like NBA Finals Knicks?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's a different story. Okay.
I'd still take the Spurs over them.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Knicks that Jordan them beat to get to the finals.
Okay.
That team wasn't great, but I'm saying that teams 2 through 6 or 7 back then is so much better than teams 2 through 6 or 7 now. The Knicks from I'm going off the top of my head, so don't hold me on it. But the Knicks from what 95 through 2000 are better than this year's Rockets, right?
I mean the Knicks in 98 were a 7 seed in the East, so I'm going to go no.
Wasn't that the strike year or something?
No,
or something?
43 and 39 Knicks.
Like I said, I'm not trying to be specific, but the Knicks never won a championship, right?
No.
But the three best Knicks seasons, whatever they were, those teams would beat these year's Rockets.
I agree with that.
And that's what I'm saying. But these year's Rockets, you're saying, are best top five teams.
Well, that Knicks best team made it to an NBA Finals. This Rockets team has not come close to that.
The Rockets were in the Western Conference Finals 2 years ago.
And they weren't competitive.
Right. But they were. The Warriors are good.
I do think now the league is much more top heavy. I think I think there are three great teams. The Cavs and Spurs are on a different level than the Warriors are. But then beyond those three teams, I think you're talking about very, very like historically. You go 4 through 12, it's pretty bleak. Like if you match them against 4 through 12 from the 90s or even the 2000s, it gets pretty sad. But I do think,
and that's kind of what I'm saying. I'm more saying that it takes nothing away from the Warriors' greatness. It's just the rest of the teams. The Sonics with Gary Payton, that squad was, I don't know how many games they won, but that team would be dominant today. They wouldn't win the title because the Warriors are that good. But they're so much better than, say, the Rockets, who are a top five team. I just think the top five has changed dramatically. That's kind of my point.
I agree, but I don't think the top three has changed that much.
The top three?
We got to go, Jerome. We're way over. Jerome, we're way over, man. We'll have to do this again another time.
You say top three has changed because you love your boy from, Jerome, Spurs.
thanks, Jerome. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, later.
All right, quick break.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back. Hey, Houston, check out River Oaks Theater's free screening of A Long Way From Home this Wednesday, June 14th at 7 p.m. Visit longwayfromhomemovie.com to reserve your spot. That's longwayfromhomemovie.com for more details. People jumping on me for saying Harden's better than Barkley. In this NBA, absolutely. Barkley wouldn't be the same. But let's let their careers play out.
Yeah, but
my point is,
I think Jerome's talking crazy about like the Warriors aren't that good.
Yeah, right? I'm kind of with you on that. But I would just say this. I think Barkley and Harden are comparable in that if that's your best player, I don't think you're winning a title.
To be fair, though, Barkley did get to the finals as the best player.
Yeah, he did get to the finals.
But didn't win.
No.
And I could see, well.
And granted, there are some all-time great players. Like, no one would argue that Karl Malone's an all-time great NBA player, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, until Tim Duncan came around, he was the best power forward ever. And he didn't win a title. And played, with a guy who's the all-time leader in assists, one of the great point guards of all time, and they still couldn't get it done. Now, they happen to be in an era where Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen ruled the day. So maybe that's part of why they didn't. It's a matter of who you come up against. But I don't think whatever's going on with the rest of the NBA, I mean, you watch this Warriors team, you can tell they're special.
Yeah, and I also think maybe underselling teams like the Celtics and the Clippers a little bit. I mean, those teams to me are comparable to, say, the Blazers teams that were playing back then. I mean, I think we tend to romanticize the past a little too much. I think that's what's going on. So,
all right, I got to tell you guys about dirt-free carpet cleaning. If you don't know this, most carpet cleaning companies that come out are actually going to leave your floors dirtier than they found them. That's not the case with dirt-free. Protect against allergens by getting your carpets, your tile floors, your upholstery cleaned by dirt-free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with dirt-free. And right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase. Your carpets are fresh, deep clean without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. And they've been doing this for over 30 years. Clean upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call dirt-free carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. And you can get a free carpet cleaned in one room with any purchase and a free speed dry. All that just for calling now. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
I never had the courage to sign my name.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.